KSDK Charlotte Duren here with Rhonda Dawson, who's running for a seat on the hospital board. Now tell me, Rhonda, what motivated you to run for this position?
Well, you know, I've heard many questions, comments, and concerns regarding the WMC from our Wrangell community, and I feel I can assist donating my time, experience, and leadership for this elected position. I believe the hospital board needs a fresh perspective and board members who are willing to ask tough questions, support the staff, and cooperate with the borough assembly.
And tell me a little bit about your background in the community.
Well, my family has lived here in Wrangell for many, many years, and I've moved to Wrangell about 11 years ago myself. Wrangell is my home. And with that said, I feel with my strong background in both the public and private arena, it has clearly prepared me to get back to my community. The Wrangell Medical Center plays such a vital and important part in our community, and I feel confident in my abilities to serve in this elected board position.
And my next question, if elected, what are some of your goals?
Actually, I do have three immediate goals I would like to work towards if elected to the hospital board. The first being an elected body overseeing a public organization. I want the hospital board to operate as open and transparent as possible, inviting the public to ask questions and for them to get their answers. Second, I would do whatever I can to support the hospital staff. In particular, the nurses. We have lost a lot of really great long-term employees over the past few years, which has been a concern for me, and I feel this trend needs to stop in its tracks. And third, I want to work with the Borough Assembly to quickly and legally see the new hospital constructed if this should be the decision of the voters.
Well, thank you, Rhonda, for doing this interview. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I'd just like to thank KSDK for the opportunity to address my Wrangell community. My name's Rhonda Dawson, and I would appreciate your support.
KSDK's Charlotte Duren here with Jake Harris, who's running for a position on the hospital board. Jake, what motivated you to run for this position?
Well, when I heard Lynn Campbell had to step down for medical reasons, that's when I knew that the position came open. Many reasons motivated me. This year I'm having a kid, which makes me feel like I need to get more involved in the community, more so than I am in the business standpoint. Also, I think it's an opportunity for me to spread some of my knowledge with administrative business and what I've done in the past, and use some of my basic diversification skills and adaptation skills to provide Wrangell with a service, the hospital with a service, and help facilitate growth with the hospital. That's the majority of it. But, you know, among that, it's a long winter, and I need something to keep me busy. So multiple reasons, but it felt to me, I mean, my mother is a nurse for 30 years. It felt to me like there was an opportunity for me to get back involved with some of the medical, using some of my upbringing and whatnot to give back to the community. Ultimately, is what it's all about for me. So,
and then tell me a little bit about your background in the community.
I came here in late 2006. To work with Bill Cheryl Goodale at Stikeen Inn and help them run their the upstart property management company that they had up here. Since then, basically just doing everything I can to make the business work and changing the business model when necessary, doing what we needed to do to make money so that we can continue growing that business. And as I've said before, it's starting to now work. You know, and every year gets a little bit better. Every year things get a little bit easier for us. But we also put more on our plate every year. So it's just been about constantly dealing with the cards that are given to us, you know, with issues with the economy, with issues with Wrangell's economy, with trying to build, attempt to help build, I should say, our tourist industry here. So there's many aspects, you know, and we deal with a lot. You know, from basic finances to human resources with our employees, you know, up to 30 employees in the season. So it's quite a bit for us to handle. But we manage and we push through it and we work our long days and we deal with the stress and everything we've done, we've had to adapt to. It's different. It's a different type of business. Bill and Cheryl were in business for many years. I'm used to restaurants and the hospitality, but basically had to apply all new, everything when I came up here, everything was different. So trying to deal with a small town economy, a seasonal economy, you know, coming from an area that was well diversified from where I'm from and had a year-round economy was tough for me. So basically being dynamic and handling everything as it comes to me has been an asset. And I think that I'm good at dealing with just about anything. I've always just coped and put my head down and got it done.
And so if elected, what are some of your goals?
My goals are essentially to help with the make business decisions and help, you know, as a board member. You know, your job is to kind of regulate and help, you know, mandate what goes on with the hospital, smooth things between the city and between administration of the hospital, and to learn and to be dynamic. I use that word a lot, but that's how I kind of I sell myself, because that's what I am. I am dynamic in a way that I do adapt to everything that comes my way, and whether that's learning codes and making sure that things are being handled properly with administration, or making sure that that the city's got all the information that they need to handle situations accordingly. I'll do what it takes, and I don't like to ever leave anything open. I don't like open ends. I like to get things done. Like I said, I put my head down and I handle things all the way through, because unfortunately, in the end, ultimately, it's my reputation that is on the line, and I pride myself on having a good reputation, on somebody that doesn't falter, that stands there and makes sure that he's you know, making the right decision every time and using his head and his heart. And in a small community like this, it's important that you use both of those instead of you know, going with one or the other all the time. And I think I'm fully capable of doing that. So,
well, thank you for doing this interview, Jake. Do you have anything you want to add?
I look forward to anything I can provide this winter, and if I do get elected, I'm excited for the opportunity, and look forward to giving back to the community in the future.
KSTK Charlotte Dern here with Don Hutchins and Stevens, an incumbent running for a position on the hospital board. So, Don, tell me, what motivated you to run for this election?
I'm an incumbent, and so I've been with the board already for 4 years, and I was interested when I originally ran to, for one thing, have a native on that board, and I thought that was important. And also I was interested in the care that was being given to the people of Wrangell. And now I think the most important thing, of course, is the building of the new hospital, and hopefully to get that moving as fast as possible, because we've already been slowed down quite a bit. And the sooner we get it done, the more, the better it will be for the people of Wrangell, I think. So that's my motivation.
And maybe tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your background in the community?
I was born and raised in Wrangell. I was born at the Bishop Rowe Hospital, where and Dr. Bangman was my doctor. Of course, all of us were born and delivered by Dr. Bangman in Wrangell. I grew up in Wrangell, went to Wrangell school system. I left Wrangell in 1964 and went down below. I was gone for about 20 years. And in that time, I got married, had 3 children, and went back to school and got my BA in sociology from the University of Washington. And I live in Wrangell full time now. I'm retired and enjoy traveling. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy being part of the native culture in Wrangell and sharing my culture with people who visit us, and I am also part of the Wrangell Cooperative Association board, and we are currently renovating Shakes Island Tribal House.
And I guess if elected, what are some of your goals on the board?
Well, of course, we would like to see that new hospital built as soon as possible, and I think having a good relationship with the community is important to the board. We are always trying to reach out and include the community in anything that we do for Wrangell and for the hospital. We would like to improve and continue getting more opportunities for healthcare in Wrangell and making things more accessible. Like we recently got a CAT scan there, and our population is aging, and so there's a lot of things that would benefit us, would benefit the aging population in Wrangell as well as everybody else. And mainly to reach out to the community and to get that hospital built as soon as possible.
Excellent. Do you have any final comments?
I really appreciate, and I have enjoyed being on the board for the last 4 years and would appreciate your vote. I will work for you on the hospital board. Thank you very much. Gunnish Cheesh.
KSDK's Charlotte Dern here with Dorothy Hunt-Sweat, who's running for a position on the hospital board. So tell me, Dorothy, what motivated you to run for this election?
I've been wanting to be a part of the public again for quite a few years. So I felt like there was a need for the people to become real informed about what the hospital board is about, what they do, and why they do it. I miss having people come to me and say, what's going on there? And I just like that whole idea of saying, well, if I don't know, I'll sure find out. And then if I do know, I mean, I think an informed public is so very, very important, especially with the hospital, the building of it in the near future. And people are coming to me and saying, I hear you're running. Why are you running? What do you know about this? And so I've been studying on how it's supposed to run, or according to bylaws and rules. And I've always been in the public, and I've been out now for about 7 years, and I want back.
My next question is, what's your background in the community?
In this particular community, I came to town to manage a ferry terminal many, many years ago. And because I had been in tourism with the ferry system in Anchorage and in Whittier, I went into the Chamber of Commerce, and I worked with the chamber. Then I had worked with the Salvation Army boards in Anchorage, and so I became a board member here, and I just like working for the people.
If elected, what are some of your goals?
Well, I think my very first goal is to learn what a hospital board member's responsibilities are. And I believe it's to become informed. I believe it's to share that information with the voting public. We have a big financial with the hospital that voters need to know about. Now that people know I'm running, they come up to me and say, do you know such and such? And I'm going, no, but I'll find out. And I believe I can help. That's what I'm about. And so I'm really hoping that the people will read that about me, understand that about me, and bring me in. That's what I'd love to see.
Well, thank you for doing this interview. Is there anything else you want to add?
The only thing I reckon I might like to say is on Election Day, please come out and vote. If not for me, at least exercise your options of voting.